My memory is excellent, Counselor,
Pogorsky replied icily.
Colonel Solo instructed Lieutenant Vela not to kill Admiral Pelion. Of that, I'm certain.
I see, Watu said. And might that certainty be because you hold Lieutenant Vela responsible for your lover's death?
Pogorsky narrowed her eyes.
It would not.
Oh.
A sardonic smile came to Boitu's muzzle.
Just checking.
A juror, the Askagian, let out a snort of amusement, which instantly drew an outraged, Your Honor, from Soldekin, and a stern glare from Judge Zudan. Boitu used the opportunity to return to the witness table, where he made an elaborate show of opening a plastoid box and withdrawing a high-capacity military-grade data chip. He carried it over to the jury box and carefully displayed it, making certain that each of the occupants saw the crest of the Imperial Navy stamped on the outside of the case. The data chip was Sardon's accomplishment. After listening to Tahiri's account of the killing and the events leading up to it, she had immediately begun to search for ways to expose Pogorsky's lie. A little research had revealed the Imperial obsession with security and surveillance, and from there, it had been a short leap of intuition to guess that ship security might have a surveillance vid that would either prove or disprove Pogorsky's claim. Sardon had immediately requested, through formal diplomatic channels, any records relating to Tahiri's time aboard the Bloodfin. She had received a prompt reply, promising to look into the matter and get back to her within 2 months. A day later, Boitu had supplied the comm codes for Jagadfell's Chiss assistant, Ashik. 2 weeks later, the original data chips, not copies or transcripts, but the originals, had arrived via special courier. When all the jurors had been given a chance to inspect the data chip, Boitu took it to the witness stand and placed it on the railing.
Lieutenant Pogorsky, do you know what that is?
Pogorsky barely glanced at the chip.
Where did you get that?
That will become evident in good time, my dear,
Boitu replied.
Until then, you must try to remember that I am the one asking questions here. Now, do you know what that is or not, Lieutenant?
Of course I do. It's an Imperial Navy high-capacity data chip, she said. We use them by the thousands in comment.
I'm sure you do.
Boitu turned to face the jury.
Can you tell me, Lieutenant, do military data chips like those have any special properties?
They do.
Pogorsky's tone had turned wary, but she clearly realized that refusing to answer the question would only give Boitu an opportunity to make her look foolish.
When tampered with, they self-destruct. They're shielded to withstand damage from heat, cold, water, and electromagnetic pulse, and they can be accessed only with a top-secret passcode.
A passcode?
Boitu did a credible job of sounding surprised.
And who would know this passcode?
Only users of each particular data chip,
Pogorsky replied.
And their direct superiors, of course.
I see. And would you happen to know the passcode to this one, Lieutenant?
No.
How do you know?
Boitu asked. He turned the data chip over, displaying the label etched into the back of the casing.
You haven't even looked at its identification code.
Very well.
Pogorsky leaned forward to inspect the data chip, and her eyes went wide.
It's a FinSec surveillance chip.
Boitu's smile grew predatory.
Thank you, my dear. I was hoping you would be able to identify that for us.
He retrieved the data chip and stepped toward Judge Zudan's bench.
For the record, Your Honor, this FinSec data chip was one of many sent to Defense Council in response to a request for all surveillance records relating to Tahiri Vela's presence aboard the Bloodfin during the Battle of Fondor.
Before Soldekin could object, Sardon produced a thin sheaf of flimsoplast from a document folder next to her chair and rose.
If I may, Your Honor, these are affidavits from Katheria Shikatarlu, a personal assistant of Head of State Fell of the Galactic Empire, and a series of Imperial officers. All relate to the nature of this data chip.
She quickly handed one set of affidavits to Sol Dekan and another to the bailiff, who passed it up to Judge Zudan.
They attest to the chain of possession of said data chip, Sardon continued, and provide assurances that the content has not been altered in any way.
I take it you wish to enter this data chip into evidence?
Zudan asked. Sardon nodded.
We do.